Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
Today we're going to talk about artificial preservatives. What do these things actually do? Well, they preserve the shelf life of food and increase manufacturer profits. A lot of them are linked to health problems such as cancer, allergic reactions, and more. BHA and BHT affect the neurological system. TBHQ is so deadly just 5 grams of it could kill you. Sodium benzoate that you find in soft drinks, fruit juice, and salad dressing is linked to ADD and ADHD. Sodium nitrite is linked to colorectal, stomach, and pancreatic cancer. Why are we eating this stuff? Let's start with some of the basics. Artificial preservatives are chemical substances added to food. These substances may be sprayed on the outside of food, added to food, in medications, but the exact definition of an artificial preservative is a little problematic, as many artificial preservatives are in fact derivatives of natural compounds. Most commonly, chemical preservatives are derived from acids, and their main preservative function is that they raise the acidity of food, which kills microorganisms. Artificial preservatives may be organic or inorganic. Artificial food preservatives are divided into a few different categories: antimicrobial agents, antioxidants, and chelating agents. Antimicrobial agents are added to foods to destroy bacteria or inhibit the growth of mold on food. This division includes benzoates, sorbates, propionates, and nitrates. Nitrates are salts of nitrous acid, the most commonly used nitrate being sodium nitrate, which is added to meat and smoked fish, where it helps prevent the growth of bacteria. Nitrates have some health implications, which made them less appealing as a food preservative. Nitrates are toxic in large quantities and help lead to the production of nitrosamines, which are potentially carcinogenic, which means they're cancer-causing. Benzoates are compounds on benzoic acid. They are most frequently used in the preservation of soft drinks, such as carbonated drinks or squashes, but they are also found in products like pickles, flour, toothpaste, and medicines. The most common benzoate is potassium benzoate. The potassium salt of benzoic acid inhibits the growth of mold, yeast, and bacteria. When combined with ascorbic acid, which is a chemically derived form of vitamin C, benzoates can form benzenes, which are known carcinogens. Benzoates have also been suggested to affect hyperactivity in children. Propionates are compounds of propionic acid. They are most frequently used to prevent the formation of mold on baked goods. The health effects of propionates are cumulative and build up over a period of time, weeks, sometimes even months. Health effects can range from symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome to nasal congestion, restlessness, difficulty sleeping, and attention deficit disorders. Sorbates are compounds that are based on sorbic acid. They're frequently used to prevent food decay in products such as bread, dairy products, salad, fruit, and smoked fish. Potassium sorbate is the most commonly used food preservative in the world. Some people can actually develop an allergy to sorbates, which among other symptoms can present in stomach ache, altered bowel habits, or as an itchy mouth, throat, eyes, or skin. Sorbates have also been associated with the development of migraines. Potassium sorbate can also cause raised potassium levels in the blood in patients with kidney disease. Our second group, antioxidant preservatives, help prevent food spoilage by slowing down the reaction of food with oxygen in the atmosphere. Some antioxidants are natural and include retinoids like vitamin A and ascorbic acid, vitamin C, which is found in fruits and vegetables. Artificial antioxidants include BHT and BHA, which are used in bakery products, fats, and oils. Some antioxidant preservatives are also naturally present in foods, as well as being artificially synthesized to add to foods, such as sulfites. Both natural and artificial antioxidants are used to preserve a variety of things, from vegetable oils, spreads, nuts, cheese, and even fruit. Sulfites have a long history in food preservation as they occur naturally in most wines. Today, the antioxidant antimicrobial properties of sulfites serve a variety of functions in food preservations, which help preserve aspects of food such as taste and color. Sulfites can cause allergies and other health conditions. The most common symptom includes shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, increased symptoms of asthma, as well as skin rashes, nausea, and indigestion. What do we do now that we have all of this information? How do you know what to eat? One really great indicator is your food should rot. If bacteria and mold will not eat your food, you probably shouldn't either. Our bodies need food that it can actually break down. If your food doesn't rot, your body is going to have a really difficult time breaking it down. You have to realize that your body is made up of a huge amount of bacteria that operates in conjunction with all the cells and functions that each of your organs provide. In your digestive tract, you have all kinds of bacteria that munch down on your food and make up your immune system. If bacteria cannot grow on your food and proliferate on your food when it's not in your body is going to have a really difficult time breaking that down and actually finding any nutritional value in it. So keep in mind, if you're eating something that has been sitting on your shelf for a 2-week period of time and shows absolutely no sign of deterioration, it probably shouldn't be something that you're putting inside of yourself. Now that we have all of this information, I hope you're armed with the ability to go into your grocery store or to your farmer's market and make better choices for you and your family about your health and your life.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoux. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.